Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing.
Can you hear me clearly?
Stay inside your ride, but prepare to...
The volume's low. Can turn it up.
Michael Espinoza and Lawrence
Mike,
are your guides.
The jingle. No, just the jingle.
And right there is your seat. So let's
no
the
show. There.
Mucho más. Buenas.
How are you?
Buenas tardes. Good. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Bien, bien.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
What?
How's your week been?
It's been good. It's been a little warm down here.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. How's the smoke factor?
It's not horrible. Not the best.
Uh-huh.
The South Fire is down here, but it's not as bad as it was a few weeks
that's good.
Ago. But,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but we need some rain down here, that's for sure.
I keep trying to send it to you,
sir?
But...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'll keep working on it.
Have a jet stream.
Exactly. Things have been good. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Kind of. Well, you know, I have ongoing garden project with my mom, so mostly it's where my focus has been. I got a big bunch of sandy loam, yards and yards of it. I finally moved that all into place for beds for next year. So now I'm putting up a fence, keep my mom's dogs from trampling it, and figuring out what I'm going to plant for the winter as a cover crop, probably some fava beans. Have you ever had fava bean?
Yeah, once. Not my fave.
Don't sound like you like them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not my fave. Thank you. I tried them.
Well, they're pretty good if you puree them.
Don't eat them.
If you don't eat them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of the traditional ways to prepare them. So.
Mm-hmm. To puree them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like hummus or baba ganoush. You know, it's made from eggplant. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. They're one of the only old world beans. All of our beans came from the new world, except for fava beans.
Huh.
In case you're playing Trivial Pursuit.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Put that right in my file of things to remember. Thank you.
Good. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be a winner.
Thank you. Yeah. So, did you have any experiences this week you wanted to share with us?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. We had
such
a great... Yeah. Not really. We had a great show last week, though. That was good. Good clients.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I had a really interesting reading this week. And it was not so much... Well, it was a reading and kind of a workshop. A client called me and she was concerned about her child. The child is 14, so it's a teenager. And the child approached her and told her they were seeing people, dead people.
Uh-oh.
They, yeah. And
like the movie.
The night before she called me, there was a spirit in the room, and it was trying to choke him. And
yikes.
He was afraid. Yeah. So anyway, she called and was frantic, and she didn't know what to do, and she was very concerned, and she wanted to know if the child was schizophrenic or if
cray,
he was
cray.
Really seeing dead people, right? Yeah. So we did a Zoom session, and I was asking the child some questions, and the kid was saying spirits. They're very sensitive. So it was really interesting, and it was nice because, you know, the mother was they were all terrified. And after they were finished, they walked away they left empowered, which is we're not a victim to this, and we can control it, everything. So
is this the first time that you said it was a boy that he's seen this sort of phenomenon?
No, he's been seen since I think he was like 5 or 6, something like that. But back then he was seeing dead relatives.
Oh wow.
He still is. But then there's other beings as well. So that was really interesting.
Wow.
Do you see spirits?
I have on occasion, but it's not something, you know, that I really experience phenomenologically, except more in my mind's eye kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, you know, maybe as we get closer to Halloween, I'll talk about the ghosts that I've seen. But yeah, typically I don't.
Yeah.
I can feel their presence sometimes, and I get communicated with by them, but generally they don't materialize. At least not for me. So,
okay.
How about you?
Yeah. I feel them more, and I like you. I see them in my mind's eye, and they connect, communicate with me mentally, so I can hear them in my head. And I used to feel them a lot, especially when I was young. Like we'd go into buildings and. You can feel a presence in the building. It always scared me.
Yeah.
And, now I don't fear it as much. And every once in a while you feel something that's like, oh, this is not good. But let's just move along. Let's not take this. Yeah. But, no, I don't see him standing in front of me. I don't see them physically. Yeah. Which is probably better. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you ready to take some calls? Should we go to the phone?
I am. Do you want to tell people how to get in touch with us?
Yeah.
If they want to do readings? Should we do that?
Yeah. So, tell us, Lawrence, how people can get in touch with you.
People can call or text me at 541-344-7534. And my email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And my Facebook page is givingtreefarm.com. And my website is www.givingtreeherbs.com. How about you, Mr. Espinoza? What's the best way to contact you for a reading or a healing? Sure.
They can reach me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or you can give me a call at 562-457-0457.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah. All right, let's call. Area code 805. What's your name and where are you calling from, 805?
Hi, this is Donna. Hello. And I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How can we?
Nice to be on here.
Welcome to the funhouse.
I wanted to know about a relationship. I did get on Match.com about a week ago, and I signed up for 3 months because they had a special, but two guys I've spoken to, but I don't necessarily want to meet them. I'm not that interested in them. And am I going to meet the fellow that I'm going to be with this way, or is there going to be another way, or no relationship, or what are you picking up, please?
I don't get you're going to meet somebody through an app.
Okay.
I don't feel a strong connection between you and an app. It feels like you do much better with meeting the person physically. And it feels like you will meet somebody. I'm kind of getting this is going to be next year. It doesn't feel
okay.
Like it's going to happen this year. And it feels like when you meet this person, there's going to be other people around.
Okay.
A lot of people, well, not a lot, but there's a big group of people. So it feels like it's at a function or maybe like volunteering, something like that. And it feels like that's kind of where you're going to meet this person. Yeah.
Okay.
So are you talking to two now? I see the number two now. So I kind of want
right,
to go
two
back
now.
To...
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm 66 years old, and one guy doesn't even have a car. I don't even want to go there. I'll be joking around all the time. I just don't want it. I really
well,
don't.
Well, does he at least have a skateboard?
Yeah, I think he has a bike. Forget it.
Perfect.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Well, kudos to you for,
you
know, trying. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think it's great that you're branching out. But I agree with Michael. I don't know, do you have more to say, Michael, or want to jump in? Not done.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't feel like these two are going to really take off. I don't think you're going to it doesn't feel like the relationship is going to grow and expand into something serious.
I'm not going to waste my time. You know?
Yeah. You don't want to be a driving service for this person. But do you volunteer?
No. I don't know where to volunteer. Right now, everything's pretty much closed. I mean, California, it's
right,
pretty
right.
Where I live, yeah. I just kind of stay home.
Yeah. Well, if you have opportunities to get out and be around other people, I know it's very limited right now because of the pandemic, but, you know, maybe
right.
like go to a farmer's market, and I know
right.
you have some really good ones up there where you're at,
uh-huh.
and like something like that, or, when the country or when our state starts opening up to, you know, maybe do some volunteer work, because I feel that's kind of where you're going to make the connection. Because your guys are telling me you're very people-oriented, and you like helping people, and it's kind of like you really come alive. And so, like, that's when you're really going to feel the connection with somebody.
Yeah. Well, I do home health care once in a while, taking care of the elderly. I take care of the elderly when there's jobs. I'm not doing that right now, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not around
a lot
of people.
Just be on the lookout.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go out more.
What about
you? Have outside restaurants I can go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have anything?
Well, I think, you know, being on a dating app is good to just kind of keep, you know, your toe in the water. But I pretty much concur with Michael that I don't think that's going to be the, the avenue for you to find true love. But since you signed up, you know, maybe just check it out every once in a while and see what comes of it. I do think you're pretty old-fashioned in that way, in the sense that, you know, what you're looking for is somebody to just have a really sincere and growing relationship with. And not that you can't find that online, but I think it would be, you know, kind of out of your ballpark to navigate all of that successfully. But like you said, you know, the problem is traditional routes of getting together with people have been severely curtailed because of the coronavirus. So what's a girl to do, you know? So I don't see anybody coming into your life in a really meaningful long-term way anytime soon, kind of like what Michael said. It's funny you mentioned working with the elderly, because that was something that I was going to, that I saw or was about to recommend before you mentioned it. Cause I think that, odd as it may sound, I think that actually is a way that you might be able to, connect with somebody, you know, somebody that has caretaking instincts like you do, and, maybe has a parent or an elder that they're, you know, supporting or fostering or even just visiting. But I think that, you know, there's a real potential, I think, for synchronicity to happen where you're in the right place at the right time and an attractive individual who meets your qualifications shows a picky person. But I do think you're a particular person. And the difference
is, particular.
You know, if they don't meet, you know, some really important qualifications, then they're not even going to make it out of the ballpark, you know, in your direction.
Yeah.
And I think that's good because you know what you want. And like you said, you know, obviously you've been around the planet a few times. So you don't have to worry about, gee, I wonder if, you know, this person's going to work out. So it's, you know, it winnows the field down, but it also, you know, as you know, the older we all get, the less opportunities there are. So I think that, you know, the best thing you can do is to stay really positive and to realize that, you know, you have a lot to offer somebody, and that they will show up, and that you just, you know, you just want to keep keep the juices flowing. You know, maybe if you do find somebody who you don't think you're going to form something lasting with, but they seem safe, because that's a big thing with online people, and they seem like, you know, you could have a fun get together, you should go out and just, you know, see what that feels like to hang out with somebody. It doesn't have to turn into something, but you know, and just try to have some fun, and, you know, just keep things open so that when the person does show up, you're right there ready to take advantage of that connection and can make something happen. That's what I would say.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. That sounds good.
I have something else I want to add here.
Okay.
One of the things they're saying to me is it's going to be important for you at this time to really think about this person that you want to be with, right? To write down the characteristics of this person, right? The qualities of this person that you're looking for. So you get that out into the universe, right? He's kind, he's generous, he's honest, he's open emotionally, he's 6 foot, whatever. But they're saying it will help you if you really start focusing on that right now as well.
All right, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, good.
They keep also bringing up education. Are you a teacher or?
No, I did about 4 years of college, and I attended a language school in Venezuela. I speak Spanish, and then I attended art school in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know, something about education. So maybe that's the group of people I see. Could be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe think about taking a workshop or a class. And it doesn't have to be going back to school.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to take more classes as soon as they open up. Yeah, they have a thing called Shot Center, and they have classes during the day, and they're pretty good classes. And I was taking them when we were open. Yeah, I'll do that again when they open up again.
Yeah. Good. I think, this might be a great place for you to connect to people.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a group-like setting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Any
well, thank you
questions?
So much. Huh?
Any other questions?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. About 6 months ago, I meditate every morning for about 20, 25 minutes, and I ask the universe to bring in a partner and more abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a message that
mm-hmm.
said, it's coming soon. And I felt all this love and gentleness and softness and peacefulness in my heart area. So something's coming in. But I think something abundantly is coming in. Because then I heard my mother, who's on the other side, and I heard her and her voice say, you're going to be rewarded. So do you feel like a windfall or something's coming my way?
Do you have pets or animals?
No.
Donna?
We're not allowed to have any where I live, unfortunately.
Mm.
If so, I would have them.
Yeah. Well, I guess that, you know, when you first mentioned the first part of what you said, I definitely saw like you connecting with an animal in some way. So maybe it won't be as a pet, but maybe it will be, I don't know, through a wildlife center or something, or maybe just an interaction if you go out into nature or something. But
uh-huh.
I think you're gonna have a significant interaction and maybe even a relationship with an animal of some kind. And you know,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna go out and say what I'm getting is some kind of bird. You know, like a local bird or something. Something like that's going to come into your life. It's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you see money coming my way, though? Do you see money coming my way? Because I have been very lucky in the past. Like I won a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
I won a trip to Taiwan, Tahoe, Hawaii. I won $10,000. And then I almost won $16,000, but I wasn't following my intuition, and I changed it at the last second.
No,
we should.
Wow.
You should definitely give us your contact information, so we can help you with that.
I know.
We like to know
exactly.
Lucky people, especially financially lucky.
Do you? They're showing me you're very intuitive.
I'm very intuitive, yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you do readings for people?
No, I just never got into doing it for other people. I was going to the spiritual church in our town when that was open on Sundays, and then they had a class for 2.5 hours, and we did little readings for people in the classroom.
The spiritualist church?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice little church. I've been there.
Yeah.
Because what they show me is you're very intuitive, but you also, you're psychic. And you're psychic enough to, that you should be doing readings.
Oh.
I think you do. What they show me is that you already do readings for people, but you're, they're not like a proper reading where you're sitting down and kind of connecting with spirit and giving them all this information. But they are off-the-cuff little readings. Like you get a bit of information or your intuition kicks in and you say, oh, why don't you try this? Or why don't you do
that?
Oh, yeah,
I do that. Yeah. I'll
yeah, so it feels like you already... Yeah, you already do a lot for people in that manner. So I think you should really start trying to exercise that muscle and do some readings for people. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, start with your friends or your family, whoever is open to it, and, you know, just do it for fun. Hey, I want to do a reading with you. Let me see if this we can get some information to give to you. It, I think this is there. You just have to, you know, tap into it and be much more conscious of it.
Okay. Yeah, what helps me is walking in the water at the beach. And I was doing that every day for like an hour, hour and a half, and I became very, very psychic. And then I stopped doing it, so I have to go do it again where I walk in the water for an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Something
you
about being in the water.
Beautiful beaches up there.
Oh, we do. Santa Barbara's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real pretty.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is where you meet somebody, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
There's people around there?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. Walking's kind of a, on the beach, kind of hard to meet someone. Well, now you have to wear a mask, and you know what? You know, it's kind of hard. You just pass somebody on the beach. What do? Smile with your eyes, you know? Kind of hard.
Yeah.
Where are you guys living?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, L.A. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I used to live in Marina Del Rey in Malibu, too, which was quite nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. And Lawrence is up in, where are you, Lawrence?
Oregon. I'm in Corvallis.
Oh, I have a friend that maybe might be moving to Brookings. You know where that is?
Oh, I do, yeah. It's on the South Coast. It's really pretty. I thought about moving there before.
Yeah. Houses are going very quickly there. For some
reason,
they're going to be building and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a pretty reasonable place to live.
They generally have this kind of banana belt climate because of the geography. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
She's thinking about that. Well, good luck to you, Donna.
Well, thank you. Yeah. When my thing comes in, because I'm pretty sure something's coming in, I will let you guys know what happened, okay?
All right.
That sounds
great. Let us know how it goes. I'm excited.
Okay.
All
right.
Readings.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You
do some reading.
Bye-bye.
For sure.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Wow. I guess
she's a positive soul.
I hope she does reading.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you were spot on with that. Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Are you ready for another caller, Lawrence?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Area code 347. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, my name is. Hi. Hi, my name is Tanika. Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Tanika. You've called before.
Yeah, in the past.
Yeah.
How are you? What's new?
I'm okay. Wanted to know about, I have a work question. So yesterday at work, I kind of had a blow up with someone that works there that kind of likes to stir up trouble, cause trouble a lot. And she wouldn't stop kind of like last Thursday and this Thursday kind of trying to push me to get an ego boost off of me. I don't know what she wanted from me, but anyways, I couldn't take it anymore. And I finally like said something and like, I just exploded. So my boss has told me for the longest time she wants me to stick up for myself and say something when something, and I did, even though I did not want to have to do that in the workplace. So now I'm just wondering what the outcome of this will be. Like, what do you guys see? If you see this getting worse and I'm going to lose my job, or if she's going to get in trouble, or if nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to change. I've been asking for them to put me in another department for a while, and I've been looking for another job for a while even. But nothing has happened yet, you know. But I have been trying to leave. But, like, you know, they haven't given me another department, transferred me, and I haven't gotten any responses from other jobs yet. And now this happened, which is even more awkward. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. So I'm wondering what you guys see.
So what happened when you blew up at your coworker? How did she respond?
Oh, she's actually a nurse manager, and she just was, like, in shock. She was trying to guilt trip me and trying to tell me, you know, like, how many times she stuck up for me and, like, I have issues with everyone there. Like, she just was trying to, like, throw jabs and stuff, and I was just like, there's nothing to do with what I'm telling you right now. You know, if you want to have a problem with me, then you can speak with my manager or speak with the human resources department. She wouldn't leave. She only acts like this when my boss is gone. She's trying to get, like, validation and ego boost off of me, and I just want it to work. Like, I just don't to go there and, like, boost these women's egos. And she just is going through something right now where she likes to cause trouble a lot, and she just was, like, kind of fixated on me because she sees me as polite and mild-mannered and didn't think that, I guess, I would react that way. So last Thursday she tried it, and then this Thursday she still wasn't done, and I had it, and it wasn't pretty.
She's your manager? This person?
My manager told me today she's actually not a manager, she's a lead. She's what you call a nurse, like a medical tech lead. She used to be a manager. My boss said she's the only manager. This woman is only a lead. She's like a nursing tech or medical tech lead. So I guess she used to be a manager at one time, whatever. You know, she's been there for years. They've all been there for years. I've just come in November. And I'm very nice to people, but a lot of these women there have bored, and they like to get ego boosts off each other, try to play, you know, pick at each other about who's boss.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't get involved in that game. Like, I just want to just work. I don't have time to boost women's egos there or anybody's egos. Like, I just want to work, like, and keep my sanity. I have problems of my own at home. Like, I don't need to boost your ego when, you know, just work. Like, leave me alone and just go work. She didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this is going to go, because whenever this happens, not that it has happened often at all, because I normally control myself in a job, but this is why I kept telling my boss, I don't want to have to stand up for myself, because this is what's going to, it's not going to be pretty. Like, I'm not good at this kind of thing. Like, I don't handle this kind of thing well. So, you know, she said, the one good thing is I stood up for myself, but she's hoping that it doesn't get into a bigger thing now. So I'm just wondering, you know, because mind you, I have acts to change. So.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Lawrence, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep, we're here. All right, let me see what I'm getting. What I'm getting, Tamika, is that it's important for you, actually, what your boss told you is really important. And that bit of information about standing up for yourself, you need to heed that. And your guides want you to know, they know you don't like doing this, but this is something you have to do. And I'm hearing that it feels like it's almost kind of a theme with you and other people. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
And it's kind of like, this is your lesson right now. And until you start learning how to stand up for yourself, wherever you go, the lesson is going to be in that other department as well. And so they're saying, you know, it's like it's time for you to learn how to stand up for yourself and tell this person or whoever it is, you know, you need to stop or whatever the message is. Leave me alone. Stand back. Don't do this. You're not my boss. Whatever the message is, it's learning how to stand up for yourself. But they want you also to know that it's not about exploding at people and yelling and losing control, but it's more of speaking to them in a calm voice and being very direct and not in any demeaning way, but addressing the problem, right? You're going to be very specific and you're going to address what the person told you or their actions and just say, this is inappropriate, you're not my boss, whatever. But they're saying it's important that you do that because this is a lesson for you right now. And if you don't address it with this person, it's going to be waiting for you somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you got to address. I just don't want to have to deal with this anymore. She got a dress. She's probably going to try to be spiteful and make this continue somehow, but she got a dress last night. It might have been like chaotic because I'm not comfortable with conflict, but she definitely got a dress.
Okay, good.
I'm not gloating. I don't like it.
Right. No. It doesn't sound like it. But it's important that you do that for yourself. It's important. Do you have anything, Lawrence?
I was going to say, you know, I agree with what Michael's saying. And, you know, you talked with us before about wanting to move ahead and maybe move into different areas and things. And I think this is a key issue for you to figure out how to make peace with. So In some sense, you know, this person really is just, they're kind of there to give you a lesson, like what Michael was saying, you know, because part of what is going to allow you to start really living the life you want and doing the things you want is to be able to manage conflict and to negotiate challenges this way. In a more self-serving process. And it sounds like you're being selfish, but it's not in a way that's ego-based. It's in a way that you make sure that you get your needs heard and met. And I think, you know, there's this very understandable part of you that wants to avoid conflict because you've been around a lot of conflict. And so your instinct is just to, you know, escape or hide or, you know, walk or run away from it. And that's a survival strategy, but it's not a strategy that's really going to bring you success, you know, as an adult. And so part of what has to happen for, you know, those of us in adult world is we have to deal with conflict and we have to figure out how to make sure, you know, we get our needs met. And we express what's important to us, and we get heard and respected. And so,
I know it may sound kind of, I don't know, hackneyed or trite or like, why is this happening? But this person did you a favor, because there's not a lot of negative consequences that are going to come from this, other than, you know, you and this person are never going to be big buddies, but that wasn't going to happen anyway. But they gave you an opportunity to set your boundaries and to let this person know where they overstepped them and to check them, right? And so part of the deal, Tamika, is you have to get better at this. You know, sorry, there's no like shortcut to, you know, these sorts of situations. I know you expressed that you don't want to deal with this, you don't like it. Most of us don't, except for the people that live for this kind of thing, and those people should be avoided at all costs. But your situation is, you know, you have to just, you know, keep getting better at stating what your needs are, not trying to take care of the other person or avoid them, and just let them deal with, you know, whatever is going on with them. And, you know, if you're being reasonable, even if you're raising your voice to express yourself, then you don't have anything to worry about, right? And I think a lot of your energy that could be used for constructive purposes gets diverted into, you know, either trying to protect yourself or think for other people, you know, and this is a really common thing for people that have been in abusive situations or situations where they've been, you know, disrespected. And, you know, this is a, like I said, it's a survival strategy, but it's not a long-term way to run your, so, you know, what Michael was saying about, you know, being able to stand up for yourself, this is a big lesson, and it's probably going to be kind of painful. And I think, you know, you're getting led into it kicking and screaming, and I feel for you, and it's unfortunate. There may not be any other way for you to learn how to really, you know, be yourself and express what your needs are. And, you know, I'm just going to say this, and fuck everybody else. You know, if they don't want to be on your team, then that's their problem. Right. But from here on out, you should, as much as possible, embrace, you know, conflicts when they're constructive. You know, I'm not saying run out and, you know, dive into something just to start some shit. But, you know, this is really important for you to get this. And the sooner you get it, the less you'll feel like you're being put upon, and the more you'll feel like you have some mastery and control over the situation. Because conflict is really, it's just problems. It's just, you know, every time you think about a decision, that's a conflict. So conflicts are always going to be in your life. So the sooner you get a handle on them, the better. And, you know, just toss aside all the old thoughts you've had about what conflicts mean and what they are. They're really just an opportunity. They're an opportunity for you to either express yourself or to weigh in, give your opinion, say you're not going to give your opinion or whatever. But to avoid them, you know, the more you choose to do that, the less things are going to work out in your favor. And I think this is a big sticking point. So, you know, without trying to lecture you about it, because I'm not trying to do that. I just want to give you information so you can be really prepared, you know, to see this coming. From here on out, if you embrace these things and you really, you know, walk up to them, even if you have misgivings or you don't like it, but you tell yourself you're going to get to the other side of this, you're going to get something out of it, and it'll get easier, then I think this will change kind of your perspective on this, so you can really, you know, manage these situations better so they come out in your favor, or at least, you know, more neutral, so you don't feel like, you know, you're getting into a nasty situation with somebody, right? Because you can express yourself really well, and that's really all you have to do. You just have to do that. And, you know when people are gaslighting you, you know when people are putting you on, and you just tell them you're not going to stand for it, you know? Mm-hmm. You're actually going to get, you're going to get through this a lot better if you just, you know, be yourself and don't tell yourself that you have to hold back. You know, you don't have to like go nuts, and I think that's what's in your head, is you think you're going to like go off the chain, but your version of going off the chain compared to other people it's so mild, like, you know, it's like, I know you think in your head you're shouting and yelling, but you're really just talking normally. So don't worry about that. Just, you know, just be yourself. And you know what? Say you're uncomfortable, right? That's a really good place to start. Hey, what you're saying makes me really uncomfortable. I don't want to have to deal with it, but I'm not going to let you take my power away, or I'm not going to let you disrespect me, you know, whatever. Like, one of the most powerful martial arts styles is one where they actually call out where they're going to hit you, right? Because they're so on their game, they can tell you literally the part of your body that they're going to go after, and they're good enough that you can't defend against it. So that's very intimidating. And I'm not saying you have to be intimidating, but it's okay for you to express what's going on in the moment. But the thing is, you can't stop there. You have to go and figure out what the solution is going to be that's going to work for you. Because once you do that, the other person will figure out their own equilibrium. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think. I was doing that last night. So I was just zigzagging, like, emotionally, like, all over the place, because I just was just not comfortable. It was just like the debate, the presidential debate. Like, it was like kind of, I felt like I was acting like that.
I hope it wasn't that bad.
I felt like I was acting like that.
But you're not.
Nothing could be that bad.
Because she just was standing there blinking. She was in shock that I was acting like that. Because everybody at work is used. And it is true. I am very polite and mild-mannered. And I have manners. And I'm very professional at work. And I'm not going to get like this. That's not what I'm at work. I don't know. And with my family, I know how to be that way. But not in the workplace. So that's why I got crazy. I didn't know how to handle it. So when I have to do that in the workplace, I just start acting like, I feel like I'm like a constellation, like all over, you know, like trying to trace the lines. Like, I'm jumping thought to thought. Like, it just, I feel crazy. Like, I don't like it. And I just want to get out of there. But I know it's good that I finally at least said something, because my boss was just like, well, one good thing about it is I'm glad you said something, and I'm glad you told her to come to me if she has something to say or with human resources. But the bottom line is, I don't want to have to do this. This is work. We're grown up. Like, these are grown women older than me. This is so stupid. Like, I feel like if I were with men or animals, it wouldn't have to be this way.
Oh, really? Well, maybe animals, but I don't know about men. men can be pretty catty. Sorry to tell you. But,
I can't believe it.
Well, the thing is, you know, just, people are like this, you know. And I know, you know, it may not seem fair, and it may seem like, you know, why is this happening to me sort of thing. But you got to remember, you're not a victim. And so, you know, if you have to put people in their place, then, you know, that's what has to happen.
Yeah.
But,
it's
okay if you don't like
fired.
It.
I don't want them to, like, you know, I don't want them to be, like, ill. You know, when I finally do speak up and they just not like it because it's not their style, and they're like, oh, no, we can't have her here. And then I end up getting fired because of it. You know, I don't want, I'm not afraid, but I don't want that to happen because I would think it's so unfair because I was pushed. And I just want, you know, if they would just transfer me. So, like, those two things are, like, I'm just wondering about because I feel like they could do that.
I don't think you're going to get fired, and especially to your boss. Was behind you on this too.
Yeah.
The boss was guiding you with the advice of, like, girl, you need to stand up for yourself and tell her to, you know, stop it. And so I think, you know, it's important for you to do this. And I don't think you're going to get fired. Let me ask you too, is this part the subject of asking for what you need or vocalizing what you need in your life? Is this a theme?
It is with relationships.
Because I'm trying
but
to
at
get
work,
in, this is
at work. I've told them multiple times. I've gone to HR and said, you know, I'm not really comfortable in my department. I just really think I would flourish in another department. Please, I just want to transfer. Can I please transfer and apply to another department? Like, I have asked multiple times.
Well, I would just ask the universe to help you. And you will get transferred at the right time. I'm getting it's not the right time right now.
All right.
Just stay where you are until you get transferred. You have to go through this process. It's not time right now for you.
Yeah, don't worry about getting fired. Actually, I think it's just the opposite. Standing up for yourself is actually going to give you some room so that, you know, you will be able to last until you get closer to what your career path is. So you actually are doing the right,
right.
thing. So don't energize that. Energize, hey, this is what I need to do. And bottom line, if you do get fired, you know, that's their loss. If they're really, you know, if that's what you're going to get on the hook for is for standing up for yourself in the workplace in a reasonable way because somebody's being a jerk a whit, then you shouldn't be there anyway. But I don't think that's what's going to happen with this at all. So don't worry about it. Don't energize that.
Yeah.
You know, just be you.
Yeah.
Just be you. You know, people get
right.
you there. They're but people that are your allies there.
I hope so. It doesn't right. seem like it. Like, I feel like I don't feel like I have. I don't know if they have, I don't know if I have allies there or not yet, you know, because I feel like just a lot of women didn't treat me well when I came. So I'm on my own having to stand up. And I feel like when I finally do stand up for myself, I'm really misunderstood. I could be wrong, but that's a lot of times why I don't stand up for myself. So I guess we'll see, you know, but she did tell me, you know, I want you to start standing up for yourself. And I'm like, I don't want to have to do that, but I had to do it.
Well, I mean, if your boss is giving you permission, then you should see that as a green light. I'm not saying you have to, like, you know, take names
and
shit.
I know what
you
mean.
But, you know,
yeah.
You'll be happier if you just, you know, stop resisting and just do it.
Yeah, that's what it is, too. I wish that she'd just leave me alone. That is exactly what it is. Because she troubles everybody. She's what you call, you know, a blank stirrer. She's a blank stirrer.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone.
Mm-hmm. Shitster.
But,
no, we know what you mean.
Everybody, everybody calls her that, and it's true. She just, she's haunted.
Wow.
Well, thank you for the advice.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just do your
I'm
thing.
Glad
do your thing. You're
fine. Up
for you're gonna be all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. And,
absolutely.
You know, just be yourself. Don't never be afraid to be yourself, Tamika. That's the most empowering thing you can do. You know, you get put up against the wall, that's the time to call in your superpower, which is just to be you.
All right.
Okay. Even if you're shaking or you don't know what's going on or you think you're Donald Trump, just don't worry about it. Be the best you can be.
Okay.
Guaranteed it's going to work in your favor 9 times out of 10.
All right.
Be well. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for calling. Always good talking to you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Tamika.
Wow. It's already that time.
I know. How'd that happen?
That went quick. I know. Well, we have that really great reading with Donna and Tamika.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Something old, something new. Something borrowed.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have return callers. You know, you're not scaring people away like I thought you would. So that's good.
Right. Thank you.
With your harsh reading, tell it like it is.
Yeah. I know. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how can people get a hold of you, sir?
They can call me. They can text me at 541-344-7534. They can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. You can check out my Facebook page. It's Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And my website, givingtreefarm.com. So that gives you all sorts of possibilities. How about you, Mr. Espinoza? What's the best way people can look out for reading or healing?
Yeah. They can go to my website, espinoza.com, and there's a button there. You can just book a session, and you can book a healing or a reading. And you can also call me at 562-457-0457. Easy peasy.
How convenient.
Right.
It's that music.
Yeah. Being at the Psychic Funhouse. Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. Hopefully next time
thank you for listening.
Some more callers. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Always good. Yeah. Don't feel sad if we didn't get to you. It's not personal.
Next time.
We love all of you.
Next week. We love all
exactly.
of you.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you for listening to our show. And we'll see you next week. Do we know what we're doing next week, sir?
Something incredibly exciting.
Oh, there you go. I'm excited already.
You should be.
I'm anticipating a great show.
Yeah.
All right.
I hardly wait.
See you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for being a part of the Psychic Funhouse.
Thank you.